Welcome to this podcast. I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and we are continuing the discussion of social media and the impact on the mind. Now, there's some absolutely fantastic things about social media, and one of them that is probably one of my favorite is the fact that it gives you a chance to have a voice, to talk about things that are important, to connect with others in a very fast way, share ideas, stand up for what's right, be an activist in terms of speaking out about things that need to be spoken out about. It's wonderful. It's great for emergencies and, you know, all the disasters that happen, how you can connect very quickly with people, how you can very quickly get a group of people involved that you need connected to help you maybe if you're in a situation. Wonderful, wonderful ways of connecting. At the same time, however, we all know that feeling of like scrolling through Instagram and seeing those perfect pictures and seeing that perfect life that the other perfect person is having. And even though we know it's not perfect, and even though we know the photo's edited, we still can feel, you know, that's kind of bad about ourselves. And this is a very real thing. Also, the nature of the way that social media set up and the nature of how Facebook works, and even how the iPhone works, it's very addictive in nature. When they developed the iPhone, it was actually based on the slot machine concept where you pull it down and it shoots back up again and there's new information. So you keep getting drawn back in all the time and drawn back in. So the whole scrolling down, new information, seeing what's going on, naturally piques our interest in terms of be interested in other people. As humans, we are interested in each other. But the problem is when the interest becomes resentful, when the interest becomes starts making us feel bad about our own lives, that our own self-esteem is affected, or that we have to mock or deride other people to feel good about ourselves. And so it's creating a culture of resentment, and this is what research is showing. And it's actually quite, you know, that can become a problem. And you know what I'm talking about when there's actually a term that the internet calls FOMO, which means the fear of missing out on the fun everyone else seems to be having. So it's an actual internet term, FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out on the fun everyone else seems to be having. And seems is the operative word here. Are they really having that? But when people go into FOMO states, they can become very resentful. And it's actually, you know, resentment is defined as a feeling of indignation in reaction to a real or perceived slight, a sense of insult or inadequacy caused by the actions, comments, or simple existence of someone or something else. So it's the feeling that you are not getting your fair share while someone else is getting more than their fair share. You know, if social media is generating that feeling inside of you, if you feel like when you scroll through and you're looking at those photographs or reading those comments or seeing, you know, the things that you've missed out on, or maybe you introduced a group of people and, you know, now they're doing something without you and you feel left out. It's generating, if you feel those thoughts generating inside of you, you may start going into a toxic stress reaction. And this is not good for your brain. It's not good for your body. You know, stress is designed to work for you and not against you. But you, through the choices that you make, you can choose to react in the way that you want to react. So yes, you may feel something by scrolling through that Instagram, but you actually choose how you're going to respond and how you're going to react. So if you allow that feeling of jealousy or resentment to well up inside of you, your body will react, your brain will react, your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, which is balances every organ in your body, gets thrown out of balance, and you get an imbalance in this in your body, and your HPA axis, which is your hypothalamic pituitary axis, starts going crazy. And what that means is that you get a bunch of cortisol and adrenaline flowing through your body, your muscles tense up, your eyes change color, they start looking different, your muscles in your face will tense up, a whole bunch of neurophysiological reactions will start happening. In fact, 1400 different reactions in your body will start going wrong instead of right, and that'll make you feel awful about yourself. And this happens, obviously, you know, on a scale, but that's just by the mere perception. So if you look at someone who's had a promotion or who's looking beautiful, even though you know the picture's touched up, and you start feeling this, just remember that your body is now starting to work against you. And your body working against you means that you actually, and I'm going to say something pretty harsh, causing brain damage in your brain. you are causing brain damage in your brain. We can damage our own brain by the way that we react to social media. So the resentment that we may feel towards that person or persons doing whatever they're doing in their life, maybe their body you're envying, maybe their party you're envying, maybe whatever it may be, that is not good for you. And you know, it's almost brings me back to that film that my kids used to watch, and that was one of their favorite films, Bambi. And I remember the one mother rabbit saying to the little rabbit, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. And that's such a good rule of thumb to have in life, but with social media as well. So if you find yourself looking at social media and feeling that resentment, let me give you a great tip. Immediately say something positive in your mind about that person. Think of something kind that you could say. Immediately turn it around, turn your perception around and make it something positive. Bearing in mind, as you do that, you make stress work for you and not against you. You make those 1400 different neurophysiological responses that are going on in your brain and your body work for you and not against you. You are going to not cause brain damage, you're going to enhance brain function. And reach out, maybe you post a comment and mean it. Don't write there, hey, you're looking great. Hey, I'm so happy, that's wonderful. Well done, you're looking beautiful. Don't just post it, mean what you're posting. So if you just write it down, you must genuinely be behind believing that that is exactly what you feel. Otherwise, don't post it. Because if you write something that you don't mean because you actually, you know, you mean the opposite. When you say you look beautiful, you're actually saying, oh gosh, how did they look so good? They must have, whatever. You say a bunch of nasty stuff in your head. You create cognitive dissonance inside of your brain. Cognitive dissonance means that you are saying one thing, but you're believing another. And that in itself is brain damaging. So turn social media into a positive thing in your life. If you feel that resentment, remember what I've said, it is causing brain damage. You are making stress work against you instead of for you. Let me tell you another thing that happens when you make stress work against you. You are actually going to narrow the arteries, the blood vessels around your heart, and that's not good. When you do that, you reduce blood flow to your heart, to your body, and to your brain. That's not good to do either. It means that your cognitive flexibility, your ability to think with clarity, your ability to develop your intellect, and just basically your ability to function well on an intellectual and mental health level is not going to function like it should. We need lots of healthy blood and oxygen flowing to the brain to think with clarity. So you might make the wrong decisions. You might make the wrong choices. And the way you feel in that moment is going to impact the conversation that you have when you put your phone down. And so that may be with someone that you are sitting and talking to. Maybe it's a work colleague, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's something that you have to do at work. Now you've been so disturbed by what you've just read or watched or seen on social media that now you, without dealing with that, your body's gone into toxic stress, your blood vessels around your heart have narrowed instead of dilating, and you've got less oxygen and blood flow to your brain. That you carry over into the work environment or the family environment or whatever environment. And so now that moment has impacted the next moment, and now you've created a toxic reality, and that could boomerang back at you and continue through the day and take you down a rabbit hole of emotions. And before you know it, you may get into a habit of doing that more than one times a day, and within 21 days you've built a memory in your brain, you've wired in a way of reacting to social media, that the minute you look at the social media you go down this rabbit hole, and before long it's become a habit. And if you're doing this daily, you have created a pattern, a way that you're managing social media and responding. Then you wonder why you're unhappy. Then you wonder why you're feeling sick, because your body's constantly in a state of stress, toxic stress. Research shows that individual bouts of stress are less damaging to the toxic stress, I keep wanting to stress, is more damaging to the brain and the body than a continual dripping stress, like a tap that keeps dripping versus a tap that suddenly explodes and switches on and a burst of water coming out. A burst of stress, toxic stress, is less damaging than a continual process of stress. And this is what's happening in this day and age when we use social media incorrectly. We have continual dripping stress going on in our lives, and this is stealing our joy, it's stealing our happiness. And research coming out of Harvard University, coming out of lots of universities, top Ivy League universities, is showing that when we use social media incorrectly, we are reducing our happiness. At the end of the day, we have to remember that happiness is a choice, and you choose what you want to focus on. So I'm saying use that social media, but use it to your advantage. Use it to increase your knowledge, to increase your intelligence, and you know what? Use it to reach out and be kind to someone else. research shows, and this is a great fact, that when you are reaching out to someone else in kindness, when you're in a bad place, you increase your healing by a factor of 68%. So if you're feeling lousy and you go on social media and you read and makes you feel more lousy, stop. Remember what I've said, stop that stress working against you, make it work for you. As soon as you make the decision, I'm going to be kind, I'm not going to think like this, I'm not going to react like this, the blood vessels around your heart will dilate, you'll increase blood flow to your brain, you'll increase oxygen to your brain, there'll be a smile on your face. Force that smile at first if you have to, and start thinking a positive thought towards that person or persons or yourself or whatever you need to do, and reach out and realize that when someone is saying something on social media, maybe they're hurting. So reach out and say something encouraging. Use it to be kind. Use the social media platform to reach out. In your bad place or bad moment or bad mental health moment, when you reach out in love to others, just remember you have increased your chance of healing your emotions, your mood, your mental and physical health by a factor of 68%. Now that's positive. That's making something that's actually a fantastic development in mankind into something that will work for you, for yourself, and for your community. So I challenge you this week to go out and do that. Make social media work for you. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf. I look forward to talking to you next time.